Blog Talk Radio.
The ratings, by the way.
Yeah, and to all our listeners.
Yeah, we're doing good.
So you can catch us on Apple, iHeart, Blog Talk Radio, Freedomizer Radio, and we always post all of our shows on our Facebook page. And one of these days we'll have a website.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so today, Title 42 comes to an end. The illegals, and I still call them illegals because that's what they are, are lining up across the 1,500-mile border, just, you know, pouring in, knowing that nothing's going to happen to them because Biden's such a wimp. And Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, is being overrun because, you know, those of you that don't know, New York City is a sanctuary city, so any federal law about illegals doesn't hold there, you know, so they're being overrun by illegals. And so now he's busing them out to upstate New York, Long Island, wherever he can. And most of the county executives have said, nope, don't send them here. Now, Queen Kathy has $1 billion in our next big deficit budget earmarked for illegals. You know, put them up in nice hotels, give them good meals. And here we've got vets, people that have, you know, given, you know, life, limb, sanity for this country.
Yep.
That are living out in the streets, no aid, no blankets, no nothing, just whatever they could scrap, no food.
Yeah.
And these illegals, who their first act when coming to America is breaking the law, are getting more benefits than I get.
Yeah, it's pathetic. And, you know, I mean, they were put up in some really, really good hotels. And there was one point throughout this fiasco that they literally downright refused to leave.
Yeah, they were putting them up into, like, five-star hotels. Now, I've never been in a five-star hotel in my life.
Well, I have, but, yeah. But still, yeah, you're talking about $1,000 a night, you know, in some areas there. It's insane.
Right.
Yeah, I just cannot. Seriously. Yep, so we got that going on, and a lot of news in New York. Well, of course, Tucker Carlson joining Elon Musk, Twitter.
And then Elon Musk is stepping down as the CEO, and he's going to be the chairman of the board, is going to be the chairman of the board, and the vice president of IT.
Yeah, so interesting stuff. There really is a lot going on. I mean, if we're talking about overseas, I mean, over there in Pakistani, that they're wrecking their country, literally, over there.
Well, it's always been a wreck over
there.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's really bad. But you can't see that stuff. The mainstream media doesn't report on any of that. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to go to Telegram or go to different sources to see what's going on. But, I mean, oh, my God, you know? And who knows? Coming to a city near you.
Right. Just like Netanyahu said about the terrorists. He goes, you know, you know, he was talking about, and this must have been over 10 years ago. Obama was president at the time. And, you know, they were getting terrorized in Tel Aviv and, you know, dropping bombs and all this stuff. And Netanyahu said, look out, United States, it's coming to a city near you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know anymore. It's just so much. Somebody literally just must be listening and emailed me this. They said that a Florida activist, oh my God, listen to this. Florida activist from the Queer Trans Project, which I guess is queer trans genders, have been secretly shipping free sex change kits to children around the country.
Huh.
Isn't that nice?
What is that, a box cutter from Home Depot?
Yeah.
Is that what's in the kit?
I mean, that is just stuff that I can't. And really, the bottom line is they're after the children.
Yep.
Because if they can control the next generation, you know, they've already killed enough of us off with their vaccine and their spraying. I mean, the spraying today was just outrageous. In fact, I posted a picture on our Facebook page that was over my own house this morning, you know, and somebody's got to chime in and say, oh, they're not altering the weather with that stuff. Really? Well, there's nothing out there right now. I don't see anything like there was this morning. So I guess there's no more planes. They were just running between like 6 and 9 this morning.
Right, that's it.
Yeah, no more passenger planes. The rest of the people have gotten off and walked.
Yeah.
Now,
or they're taking their gas-guzzling cars.
Right, exactly.
Their carbon footprint cars.
This is just too much. It really is. So some updates with New York. You know, the legislative session is coming to an end. Thank God, you know, another month or so, and we always sweat, you know, because towards the end is when they start passing, you know, 80 bills a minute.
Right.
Some people are, you know, worried about that. So.
And that's literally 80 bills a minute.
It really is. Yeah.
There's no discussion.
Yeah, because it's all Democratic bills, and nobody can fight it, even if they try. So I guess what happened today was there was an adult database bill out there. It's Bill S-1531, and this bill is basically a draconian bill so that they can keep track of, you know, how many pokes you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it, now it has an assembly companion bill. So and what that means, I guess some guy named McDonald, maybe he's new because I've never even heard of him.
New McDonald, not old McDonald?
Yeah. So the new bill... And so that's still up there. The minor consent bill, which was supposed to be kicked out, is now back in. And I guess it's going to be voted on in the health assembly on Tuesday, the 16th. So basically what that bill means is any kid can get any vaccine without parental consent at no matter what age.
And sex changes.
Yeah.
And, you know, so here they can't vote, they can't own a gun. If they break someone's windows, they're not responsible, their parents are. But they can do all this stuff behind their parents' back. How does that make any sense?
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, you know, the HPV bill, the flu shot bills, those are still all on the table there, sitting there. So they're always up to something in Albany. Don't let your guard down. Because supposedly they took the COVID school mandate bill off of they stricken that, and that was Dinowitz. I like to call him Dickowitz.
Dinowitz.
What everybody calls
Dimwit.
It. Dimwit, yeah. Supposedly that got stricken, so it's off the table. But on the other hand with that is they don't need it. In other words, if a kid wants to get shots and they pass this one through the health assembly, they don't have to pass any of this legislation. They could, you know, they can go get it done themselves.
Right.
If they want to. So, yikes. So there's three more weeks and left in the session. And, you know,
and then they all go home, thank God.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that she can't call her a session anytime she wants to. So,
right.
You know, she could still do it.
Executive orders, mandates.
Well, I don't think she can do that anymore. We're not under a state of emergency anymore. So she can't do that anymore, thankfully, because that state of emergency ended. So, yeah, it's, you know, don't let your guard down. Don't let New York State fool you into thinking that everything is, you know, smelling rosy, because it's not. So what else? Obviously, everybody knows about the gas stove thing. I think we talked about that last week.
Yep, Donald Trump. So they found him guilty, not of rape, but of sexual assault and assault, and fined him like $3 million.
Big deal for his bank account.
Right. And that's probably why they gave it to him. The jury only deliberated for a couple of hours. It wasn't a big thing. And the witch hunt goes on. But then you contrast that, and I guess now they're finding that the Biden crime family got at least $10 million from the Chi-Coms while he was VP for access.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Biden crime family, you know, goes on. Just like Obama, you know, just like the Clintons, they can do whatever they want because they're Democrats and they're not held accountable. And, you know, if you're Donald Trump, they've been after him since 2015, since the year before he got elected. They've been after him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, what, 8 years now they've been looking for stuff again on him.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a civil suit. It wasn't a federal suit. So that's what they finally got.
So I guess the U.S. approved attempt, and this is totally off, but I have to mention this when we're talking about toxicity in the air, that they approved a temporary nuclear waste storage in New Mexico.
Temporary?
Yeah.
Temporary? So that's, that means it's good for 25,000 years. Because most of this nuclear waste is, you know, the half-life is like 25,000 years on this stuff.
God. Oh, my gosh. So there's just so much. So a leading OBGYN group, and I can't get into the article to see which one it was, but there was an OBGYN group that took $11 million from the CDC to push the COVID shots on pregnant women. Mm. We all know what, you know, the end result, about 80% of that was miscarriages.
Right, right.
And
that way you could have the illegals and the Muslims, you know, procreating at 10 to 1, and the white women that got the jab.
Oh, yeah.
Are not
the illegals multiplying. The illegals didn't have to get that.
Right.
They were exempt.
Yeah, they were exempt.
Yeah. Even though still in New York State, they have not, they're going to court next week, and I don't know how that's going to go, because we all know that the courts in New York State are corrupt. And I could tell you what happened in 2019, and everybody knows that. I talk about that all the time. But there's still healthcare workers that are out of a job because that mandate still holds true for the shop. The healthcare workers in New York State. So they haven't gotten their jobs back. And all of the politicians that said, oh, I'll make sure if I get elected to office, I'll be sure that I help with that. I'll be sure that, you know, it gets heard, crickets from all of them.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like the old jokes. How can you tell when a politician's lying?
When they're in office.
No, when their lips move.
Yeah, but when they're in office. Not before they get to office necessarily, but when they're in office. And it's sad, you know, because people love this whole Republican, Democrat thing back and forth, and it's all bullshit. Mm-hmm. It has to be we the people, and that's the end of it, because they're not going to help us.
Yeah, unfortunately,
there's like one or two. I hate to say not any of them, because there are like one or two that really, really do try. In New York State. Okay, maybe three that I can think of off the top of my head. But that said, their hands are tied. They can't really do anything except for blow air, you know, and talk about what they'd like to do, but they get stopped because they're so in the minority that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the Democrats have a super majority in the Assembly and in the Senate, and that's why no Republican bills even make it to the floor for a vote. You know, one assemblyman said that if there's a real good bill that he thinks are good for the people, he writes the bill, and then he gives it to a friend of his that's a Democrat to bring up, and that way it gets voted on.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, we've got...
So the FDA is going to do... Of course, everybody knows that they're gene-mutating everything. Like, everything in Wegmans Bakery now is bioengineered unless you buy organic. Sorry, folks. Just telling you the truth, start reading your labels, because these companies are now required to label if something is GMO. Now, I've been eating GMO for 20 years. You know, I look for the little non-GMO label, and I won't buy it if it doesn't have it. And now, you know, the foods have to say whether they're engineered or not.
Right.
And, you know, I was buying Wegmans dark chocolate-covered strawberries like every holiday. Now, I went and flipped over the box yesterday, and I'm like, you have got to be shitting me. Bioengineered ingredient. So, guess what? You don't get my business anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So now the FDA is granting an investigational approval for pork products. So now they're going to, who the hell would eat pork anyway? I mean, pork is like, pick each shit. So then that's what you're eating. But what I'm saying is, Now they're going to be gene-altering pork, just like they're gene-altering anything else that's not organic. So watch your labels. I say this all the time. And make sure you're on that zeolite. What's the website?
HopeHealth.TheGoodInside.com.
Yeah, I always forget the website. And people ask me all the time where I order
here,
this.
Here it is.
Yeah, so the website is the good, oh wait, Hope Health, so H-O-P-E Health dot TheGoodInside.com. And that is also where I get my greens because their greens are not growing outside. They're growing in greenhouses, so they're not exposed to the elements. You know, and everybody needs to be on a zeolite. Because they are not only spraying us to death, but, I mean, the average strawberry, if you're not buying organic, has 86 chemicals on it. So you are eating that, just saying.
And then with the greens, I'll tell you from experience, don't get a drop of it on your shirt because they stain. You'll have a green stain. It'll become
The chlorophyll will always stain.
It'll become a lawn work shirt.
Yeah, and I've done their 10-day detox on there. I've done a whole bunch of different things. And I don't buy a lot of supplements. I only buy good supplements. Do not go to Walgreens. Do not go to Rite Aid and buy your supplements and think that you're actually getting something because you're literally killing your kidneys and your liver and with more crap. So anyway, I'm done with that soapbox.
Good.
So for those of you that saw my video, we were finally able to do Facebook Live videos again. I was grounded from that for like 90 days. I think it was even longer. I was grounded from doing Facebook videos as talking about the squirt guns. And of course, because you can't mention firearms or guns on Facebook, so we had to say squirt guns. Unless you're living under a rock in New York State, we are not a constitutional carry state.
Far from it.
And there's a lot of stuff going on with, you know, these lunatics wanting to take away our guns. You know, they want us to be like China, living in 15-minute cities and doing what your government tells you. So 997 is it. So tonight we're honored to have on Scope.
And that's Shooters Committee on, and I forgot what the PE stood for.
Oh, we're going to have him tell us.
Something education.
Yeah, we're going to have to have
But I don't think the P stands for pistol. But anyway... and then, you know, we've got,
It's Shooters Committee on Political Education.
Political Education.
Yeah,
okay.
And we're going to let him talk about exactly what Scope is, and then we're going to get into the nitty-gritty after commercial. So, are you there?
Wait a minute.
I am Nick Renzi. I'm currently Nick Renzi. I just want to let you know that we are on live radio.
Worldwide radio, so there is a slight delay when we're talking, and we go to commercial at 8 o'clock and 8:30 to pay our sponsors. So tell us, give us a little bit about what Scope is, who you are, and before we go to our first commercial.
My name is Nick Bresniak. I am currently the chairman. I've been chairman going into my third year, and we are a Second Amendment group. And what we do is we, just because you own a gun doesn't mean you know everything. And we teach you what the laws are. We teach you what these other government people are trying to do to take our guns or to modify the Constitution. And so what we do is we're in charge. I got two of my board members here, Dominic Napo and James Dunchy. And what we do is we handle Erie County.
Okay, fantastic. So how did the Erie County, so it's a statewide thing, but how did Erie County start their branch?
Well, we are, it goes by counties. And Erie County was one of the first counties to be involved. We were the biggest. We still are the biggest. We're three times bigger than any chapter in Erie County, in New York State. And we're trying to get bigger all the time. Again, we're trying to let people know that you just can't shoot. It's like that monster under the bed when you were growing up. if you put the covers over your head, the monster's not going to get you. Well, we're trying to tell you that whether you cover your head or not, or you lock the doors, the monster's still coming. And we know the monster right now is Hoko.
Yep.
So what we do is we make sure people out there don't know what the laws are, what the changes are. And we're here to let them, and we invite them to come to our meetings every other month. And, you know, once they come and they hear exactly what's going on, they can't believe it, all the way down to purchasing guns, purchasing ammo, and what you could do with your gun, how you could store your gun. I got my guys, they could get more into whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. So when I was talking about constitutional carry right at the beginning, basically for people that don't know, a constitutional carry state is a state where you can openly carry a gun. You don't need a license. You don't have to go out through all the rigmarole that we do here. And in fact, that's something after commercial I want you guys to touch on, is what you actually have to go through here now to get a gun.
Yeah, basically in the constitutional carry states, you walk into a gun store, you take the NICS test, which is, I think, 20 questions on a form. Then they call the FBI, you know, to check on you. Supposedly, the FBI only keeps those records for 3 days, supposedly. And then, you know, and then they destroy them. And, you know, I know here in Erie County or New York State, so if it's a pistol, what you do is you get a chit from the gun store. You take it to the county clerk, the pistol permit office. They put it on your permit because every single pistol that you own legally has to be on your permit. And then you take your permit and another chit back from the pistol permit office to the gun store. And they have your gun that they kept in a safe for you because, you know, it's the serial number. You check your serial number, they give you your gun. And it's ridiculous. Diana and I went to Idaho. We took a little vacation there. And we went to the biggest gun store in Idaho Falls. And I showed them my pistol permit and explained it. And the poor bastards, they lost a lot of business while I was talking to them because every sales clerk, every employee in that store came over to see this because they'd never seen anything so ridiculous in their lives. They all wanted to see this, fascist pistol permit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead. We have a couple more minutes before we have to go to break.
Well, so I'm gonna introduce Dominic Napo to talk about the as far as what you were talking about. It's a little bit different than how you explained it. He'll explain it to you, how do you do it with the pistol real quick. It's 757.
All right, so my name is Dominic Napo. I am the secretary for Erie County Scope. Back to what you were saying. In New York State, the process right now, as long as you already obtain a pistol permit, you would walk into any gun store, whether it's in Erie County, Cattaraugus, anywhere across New York State, it's pretty much the same standard rule. You want to buy a pistol, they'll help you out with whatever you wanted to look at. What you'll do is, like you had said before, you'll do your NICS test. You'll do the background check, which is the NICS test. Once you do that and you purchase the firearm, they're going to give you a receipt. Some places will call it a receipt. Some places will call it a ticket. Or a coupon as well. They call it that as well. What they're going to do is once you have that, they'll give you a piece of paper with the proof of your transaction. You have to bring that down to your pistol permit office. Once you're at the pistol permit office, they will be able to add that on for a $5 fee. Now, every single time that you do this, you have to pay $5. So it's just another way of the state wanting to take some money from us. Once you get that on your permit, you then have to go back to the store that you had bought the firearm from. They will look at your permit, make sure that they put the serial number correctly, make sure everything matches the gun, the model, the make, the serial number, and then you are then finally allowed to leave with that firearm.
Yeah, the barrel length.
Wait, whoops, sorry.
The barrel length and the caliber, too, is on the permit. And then one thing I don't understand is they've got all this information, okay? What, do they lose it every 5 years, and that's why you've got to recertify every 5 years because they lost the records? I don't believe that New York State loses anything.
Actually, within the last couple of months, they have changed it already from not having to recertify at all to that 5 years, like you said, and now they have already changed it again to 3 years.
Okay, yeah, because last January I recertified, and I was none too happy about
yep.
it.
Yeah, and
but
now
my door.
They told you then that you'll have to wait 5 years, but now it's three.
Yeah. So what, they're afraid they're going to lose their records? Is that what it is? And that's why you got to recertify?
No, that's just their way of trying to make law-abiding gun owners in New York State not want to do it. They're trying to give you every hurdle and hoping that you just get sick of jumping over them. And another thing that New York State doesn't do is, like it says, they once you recertify, they don't reissue you a new permit with that date on it to recertify. They don't contact you. They don't send anything in the mail. If you forget to recertify and you're carrying on the street and you go to use it in self-defense and they go through your pistol permit and they see it's not certified, you are just as bad as the bad guys that illegally own the gun.
No, you're worse because the bad guy will get out on bail reform,
right.
And you're going to go to jail because we're law-abiding citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. So, lots to talk about. So, all you guys have to do is just hold on the line. We go to 4-minute commercials to pay our sponsors, and then we'll bring you back on. So, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. We will be back in 4 minutes, guys. Hang tight.
With more than two-thirds of the vote counted, Republican Glenn Youngkin now has a clear advantage in the Virginia gubernatorial race. Fox News projects now that McAuliffe needs to win roughly two-thirds of the outstanding vote to change that outcome. It's a pretty tall order. And the Fox News decision desk is not yet ready to make a projection, but again, Youngkin has a very clear and decisive advantage at this moment. Tonight, the seismic event that is this Virginia governor's race. We have reporters on the ground and full election analysis from some of the best political thinkers in the country throughout this hour. And you've been hearing me talk about this now for a better part of the last year. By all accounts,
Peter, the Korean films are my letter of recommendation. It is obvious their hearts are a letter of approval from Messiah. Dionysus from the 405 BC play the Baker and Jesus of Nazareth quote the same line, kicking against the pricks. That is plausible, is it not? Am I not an apostle?
Study this and more proof that a test of whom we love exists in the New Testament canon. Join Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul, which airs Saturdays noon Pacific, 1 Mountain, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern for 3 hours on Saturdays, where listeners enjoy fellowship and study of the words of Messiah versus yours, Paul. 3195276208. Saturdays at noon Pacific.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Okay, we are back. Guys, I just unmuted you. Are you guys still there?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good, good, good. So what, three of you are all gathered around one phone? Is that how it's working?
Yeah, that's how we're doing it right now.
Okay, okay. So.
Hey, however we got to do it, we've had worse.
So how do you guys, you're the Shooters Committee on Political Education. So how do you guys operate, for our listeners that don't know who you are, and how do you influence or try to influence these politicians?
Well, what we do is we invite anybody to our meetings, whether you're a Democrat or you're a Republican, conservative, anybody that wants to come, and usually, you know what, they weed out themselves because of the subject matter. And Sheriff Garcia is big with us, and he wants to work with us. And we go to different gun organizations and we talk. And when we're done talking to them, they're usually pretty impressed about what they learned that they never knew. And that's what bring them around. And then they'll start telling their people a new gun business. He just joined. And, we get him business in return. And he learned stuff that he didn't know either. And when I first took over as we have almost 600 members. When I took over chairman 2.5 years ago, I was getting 5 people to a meeting. Now we're getting almost 50 to a meeting, and people are excited about coming and learning that what do I do to keep holding my gun? We do a lot of talking about Facebook. Big Brother does watch Facebook. We all know that. And if you don't watch what you say, they're going to come and they're going to get you. And I explain over and over and over, those jokes that might be funny, the governor wants to, when there's an issue, they want to come talk to your wife, your ex-wife, your girlfriend, your neighbors, your kids. They want to talk to everybody possible. They want to look on Facebook. They want to find a reason to take your guns away. And you know what? We're trying to teach people what not to do and what to do to make sure you keep your guns. And right now we're getting a lot of feedback from people. People are excited. People all want to be a part of it. And we're looking to expand as much as we can.
Yeah, good. Now, you guys know that you can plug your website, your Facebook page, let people know how they can give you money, how they can get hold of you. You're allowed to do all that on our show.
Okay, now if anybody would like to see some of the things going on, they can go on Facebook to Erie County Scope, and it doesn't get you to join Scope, but it gets you to join our page. If you want to join Scope, it's $30 a year for an individual yearly membership, and you get to come and see some of the stuff going on. The statewide newspaper, we got a little paper that has a lot of different things that are going on. And you'd be surprised, though, how much people really don't know. They only know about loading a gun, shooting a gun. Do we agree on doing background checks? We do agree on that. But do we agree that you should be proficient with a weapon? We do believe that you should be proficient with a weapon. My father had a gun for a lot of years, and he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. If you ever shot it, lint would come out of the end of the barrel anyways. And so, you know, once we teach people what's going on, I mean, do I want to be in a store if something's going down? Do I want to be the one to help? I do. I'm proficient. My men are proficient. There's people out here that don't know one side of the gun with the other. We're there to show you and teach you. We have experts that belong in our group. So if there's something I don't know, I try to tell my wife all the time that I know everything, but she doesn't believe it. But once we teach everybody that, you people are more than happy. You guys can come to a meeting if you want. As our guests, you know, like I said, it's every other month. It's going to be next week. It just happens to be on a Thursday. I know you have your meetings on a you have your show on Thursdays also. But anybody's willing to come and listen and see. We have Dave DiPietro, if you know who he is, very big gun advocate.
Yep.
He's our guest next week. He's going to come and talk. And being out of Albany, he brings us up to the latest rumors or the things that are actually going to be signed into law. So there's a lot to learn, and we're the ones to teach it to you.
So you're having a meeting next Thursday, a week from tonight. What time and what location?
It's going to be at 7 p.m. at the T&N Post on Electric Avenue in Blaisdell.
Oh, okay.
We feed you.
Okay.
So I have a question for you. I have a question for you, whoever wants to answer it. So when you're approaching these politicians about these new gun laws, are you approaching ones that are for them or against them or both?
We would do both. We don't have a problem talking. I mean, sometimes people don't, you know, they have those blinders on. So we have no problem talking to both of them. We did a few months ago, we talked to the Buffalo News, myself and my two guys here. And, you know, they're a liberal newspaper, and people were afraid saying that we shouldn't do it, but we did it. And when the photographer came out to my land, we have a shooting range out there, he was very impressed. And he learned stuff that he didn't know, and we made the front paper. Dominic here was on the front page. I was on the fourth page. But, you know, so we let these politicians see exactly what's going on. And then, you know, maybe they made a mistake on what they were thinking about. You know, because people only go by what they hear and not why, and about what's real and what's not real. So we try to show them by facts what's real. And if they want to fight us on it, I mean, when I got interviewed by the Buffalo News, they said a lot of things that were totally wrong. And I set them straight on that. You know, especially when they talked about the AR-15 assault rifles. We all hear about assault rifles constantly. And it's not about assault rifles. It's not about any weapon is an assault weapon. But you know what? It's about the person using the gun. We have to look more into mental health. We're pushing that, mental health. We got to talk about mental health. Find out why people are doing that. Why is it that we're the only country that does this? And a lot of people get impressions from what's going on, you know, in the internet, on Facebook. And if you're the parents of a kid and he says he's going to commit suicide and you keep him from doing it, I'm sure if he goes on the internet, he's going to find people to tell him, you know what, don't listen to your parents. You can do it. I had a conversation with Mothers, another organization, Mothers Against Gun Violence. And they said how they saved the kid that wanted to commit suicide. The father never locked up his guns. But they talked the father into locking up the guns, and they said, we saved that kid. I go, you really didn't. You saved the child from, if he wants to commit suicide, he's going to commit suicide. You saved him from using his father's guns.
Right.
You didn't save him from committing suicide. You just saved him from committing suicide with his father's guns. So, you know, once we get people to understand that it's not the guns, people think it's a great thing, these gun buybacks. You know, that's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah,
guns,
it is.
You know, buybacks don't do nothing. They take guns that were either dug up in the ground or guns that haven't worked in years. I don't think all the thugs were turning in their guns to get $40 or $50.
So I think,
you know, people,
because of the rules of the buybacks too, they can't trace a gun. So I think you guys probably know better than me. So you could use a gun, commit a murder, then turn it in on a buyback, and they can't come after you or the gun, or even say, oh, this gun was used in a murder. I think that's the way it works. Can you correct me?
That's correct. My name is Jim Dante. I'm a board member for the chapter. They give you amnesty when you're turning in a gun. Otherwise, people would not be turning in guns. I heard mentioned constitutional carry earlier. My son's a police officer in Texas, raised here, police officer in Texas. He said, it's a joke in New York. It's the only place of anywhere where they actually put your guns in the back of your permit. I have a Pennsylvania permit, Florida permit, and a Utah permit. And none of those permits have any weapons on the back of them.
Yeah, you know, I've got the same ones. And the Pennsylvania
and
one was cool. You know,
yeah,
any New York
one is blue.
Permit holder, any New York permit holder should go to Pennsylvania. You go to a county courthouse. I put an hour's worth of quarters in the meter. Okay, so I had to go in, you know, I had to walk through the machine, I had to find the elevators, I had to go to the fourth floor, I had to find the pistol permit office, and then I go there, and you need $20 in cash, no checks, no credit cards, cash. You show them your New York permit, you answer a couple questions, I filled out the form, you know, I downloaded it online, and I got back to my car, and I still had 20 minutes left of my hour. You know, contrast that to when I first got a permit here in New York, it was 12 months to the day. I was calling, and they said, oh, yeah, the judge has it. You know, it's sitting on his desk. And I think he had a trickler file at the time. And when the day hit that it was a year, he went ahead and signed those permits. Otherwise, they sat on his desk.
It took me 8 months back then, and it was a target in hunting. Penny Wolfgang was on the bench during a certain number of years, and she said it was too confusing. So being a state correction officer, I'm a peace officer, they just converted them into a unrestricted permit. And I've had that ever since.
My son's
in Texas. He says they have a constitutional carry. And he says, believe me, when you walk and you see, the bad guys don't know who's carrying a gun. Not like these sensitive areas or restricted areas. But the bad guy doesn't know who's carrying a gun. He's less likely to commit a crime with a gun. And I truly believe that.
Yeah,
so do we. Now, so you're currently an active corrections officer, you're a CO?
I retired in 2018 after 29 years. Nick as well, he retired as a sergeant from corrections as well.
Okay. Yeah, a good friend of mine retired after 12 years because they wanted him to get vaccinated, and he said no way, so he retired. But the cool thing about that was – he had an AR, you know, and I don't know what brand it was, but it had all the things that were illegal for me to have on mine, but he had them on his because I guess the COs were exempt from AR.
While you're employed as an active peace officer, you are allowed that privilege. But it's also the same as police. Today, you're legal. You retire tomorrow, and now it's illegal.
Right. So, yeah. But you changed a lot between the time you were working and the time you retired, right? You're not the same person.
I retired, 2018. I put 25 years in at Attica. And it took me 4 years and 10 months to get home. But, yeah, I don't miss it at all, to be honest with you. And I got a smile on my face being retired.
Yeah, yeah, my friend Jim used to do that, too, at Attica. He's got to be retired now, too.
Yeah, I know. I know two CEOs that were at Attica. My good friend that I was talking about, he was at a medium security. So he was across the street from Attica for a while, but then he ended up in Gowanda, and when they were closing Gowanda down, he was like, okay, it's time to retire.
That's Wyoming. We call them JV. Now you got JV and you got varsity. Attica was varsity, Wyoming's JV, and they hated it.
So, how long now is it taking? Do you have any idea? I mean, we're friends with Mickey Kearns, you probably should ask, but how long is it?
I mean, he has sped the process up, but at certain times when he first started, it was 18 months.
Oh, my God.
But he has sped the process up, and it's up around, like, probably 8 months now on the average. To probably 5 months, right? Somewhere around there.
Yeah, he said at one point that he'd gotten it down to 3 months, but once Joe Biden got elected, everybody got worried again, so everybody's wants to have a pistol permit now, so it's back up there again.
Well, you know there's like, so many new things that are fairly new that we really don't know the timetable. It's probably going to take about a year to figure out exactly, the ramifications of all these things that have changed. But mm-hmm. we try to keep up with everything because, like you mentioned about the five-year certification. You didn't know that it went to 3 years. And you know what? A lot of people don't know that it went to 3 years. New York State's not going to tell you. They're going to wait for you to lose your certification. And then after a certain amount of time, you're going to lose your permit. And you'll never get it back again.
Mickey Kearns says that Poland Cars never gave him any more money to hire more staff, and he has so many permits, and he has so much of his staff, and even the sheriff's department has their staff that normally wouldn't be doing this, but they're calling on background checks for people, and that's basically what takes a lot of the time, as all this paperwork is backed up during COVID, and they're still feeling the ramifications for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy. So tell us a little bit about, I know that you mentioned to me that there's some new bills that are possibly sitting in legislation. What are they?
There was three law proposals put in last week alone. And of those three, although they were assembly bills, three of them have companion bills that are within the Senate at this moment, and they're all being referred to the Code Committee. If you don't know what the Code Committee is, it's where all priority bills are being sent, as in the overnight ones. Anything that's going in right over, it's getting forced through. That's where these are getting sent right now. So the first one was from Jeffrey Dinowitz. This one is going to be the bill A-3314. And that's going to force you to obtain civil liability insurance before you could carry a handgun for self-defense. It's one of the things that they're trying to get going in the state.
Yeah, Dinowitz is the worst. He puts almost every ridiculous bill or sponsors almost every ridiculous bill in legislation. So that's a fun one.
Yeah, I heard that was one of their ploys to get everybody to get rid of their guns because – if it's going to cost you, $1,000 a year in liability insurance, then if you've got like 10 handguns, who's got an extra $10,000 a year to fork over, to insure the guns? You'll go down to one or none.
Right. I mean, that's more than your car insurance, for Christ's sake. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. There's an old joke, old email joke about, I've got the laziest gun in the world. I loaded my gun, cocked it, and set it on a table on my front porch. Now, the UPS guy came, the FedEx guy came, the mailman came, The neighbor came over to borrow a couple of sugar. You know, the neighborhood kids came over to play. And this damn gun didn't do anything. It just sat there. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other bill that was also proposed last week was from Joanne Simon. It's A-1355. In this bill, she wants to make you a felon for buying more than two times the capacity of your firearm every 4 months. So for every gun you own, it would average about 60 rounds per year you're allowed to buy.
That's nothing. You shoot that in one day.
You know, pre-COVID, when ammunition was still cheap or inexpensive, let's put it that way, there used to be, you know, between 6 and 12 of us that would go out every Friday morning, and we'd shoot for about 3 or 4 hours. And, you know, from 9 to 12, 9 to 1, and we'd shoot a couple hundred rounds each every Friday morning. Then it became unaffordable.
Yeah, when it's cheap. So,
especially these days.
What is the bill number of the first one you mentioned so that people, in case they want to go to the Senate page, can look it up?
So the first one I mentioned, which was the civil liability insurance, is A-3314.
Okay. Do you want to write that down? Because I'll be sure that I put that in the event page. A-3314. Okay. And the second one?
Was A-1355, which, again, makes you a felon for buying more than two times the capacity of your firearm every 4 months.
Okay. All righty. Yeah, I would like to look that up to see where that is. So they just submitted it, so the chances of that passing this session could be low. So hopefully it doesn't move.
So there's also a third one they have just also put through from Chantel Jackson. It's A-3855. Which require gun owners to pass a state-issued mental health exam and a drug test before each firearm's purchase.
Oh, God.
So I wonder if marijuana would be included in the drug test because that's legal now.
Yeah, good point.
But not federally.
Right. That's why when you go to Colorado and you go to ski at Vail, Colorado, Vail is on federal lands, and there's no dispensaries anywhere near Vail. You've got to go about 10 miles away. So the two bills, A-3314 and A-3855.
And then there's one more.
Correct.
And what's the other one?
So there's 3314, 1355, and 3855. All of them have been referred to the Code Committee, which pushes all bills through.
Yeah, we just wanted to jot those down so we have them. We can put them in the event page because somebody will call or message us to ask. So what else do you guys want to say about those bills?
Other than that, the fact that they're extremely unconstitutional, it's definitely something that all people that are gun owners definitely need to be contacting their congressmen, their congresswomen, and writing to them saying that this is not constitutional. None of these should be going through in the first place. They already put a 10-round limit. That hasn't stopped criminals at all. AR-15 bans and all these restrictions with the SAFE Act, it's not stopping the criminals at all. The permit system, the way they got it going right now with everything they're doing and changing the pistol application, it's not going to stop the criminals at all. The only people it's hurting is me and you. I do want to touch back, however, on the use of the ammunition rules. There is in New York State, they are trying to push through a tax of about, they're talking between 3 to 5 cents per round in New York State throughout the whole state. So if you were to buy a box of 50 rounds, it would be 3 cents a round you'd have to pay a tax on.
Yeah, well, they've got a big budget, you know. New York's budget that they just passed is bigger than Florida's and Texas combined, you know, so they got to pay for all that somehow. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're being facetious there.
Yeah,
and, you know, the thing is they're going to make it so difficult and frustrating. And when you think about the whole thing with COVID, when you think about the last almost 3.5 years or whatever it is, Nothing has been constitutional about the whole thing. So why would anybody be worried about constitutional rights anymore when it comes to gun rights? Because everybody is so misconfused about what the Constitution really means. Oh, it's unconstitutional. They don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, and
if you also go online, too. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Another thing, as you had just mentioned, how they're making it difficult for people in New York State to want to exercise their Second Amendment right. And again, I say right very heavily because it is our right within our Constitution, is that if you were to go online right now and you were to look up the pistol permit application in New York State, you will now see on the bottom of page 2, they are requiring you to declare all social media accounts. Whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever it is that's a social media, if you don't put it down and they find out you have it, they will null and void your application. Obviously, this is a big issue because now they're going to ask for you to give up your First, your Fourth, and your Fifth Amendment rights if you even want to just attempt to practice your Second in the state.
I'm just sitting here thinking that, damn, I'm glad I got mine before they instilled that, because otherwise I'd have been screwed up a lot.
Yeah, plus now, don't they require, you know, like, you know, before it used to be a 3 to 4 hour class. Now, what is it, like an 8 hour class, including live fire? You know, and the thing is technically you're not allowed to touch a gun unless you've got a permit, unless it's on your permit. So...
It's actually longer than that now.
Yeah. And starting
from last year and beyond, when all of us got our pistol permits, you would pay anywhere from $40 to $60 for 5 hour class, sitting in a classroom just like you would for your driver's ed class. Sitting there, you're looking at a book, the guy's going to show you in front of the room, and that was it. You walked out, and that was the class you had to take. Now you're not even looking for less than 16 hours for the class. It's 2 days, 8 hours each. The first day is going to be your 8 hour classroom. The second day would be 8 hours on the range. And the other big part about that is instead of a 5 hour for $50, you can't find anyone that's teaching this class for anywhere close to between $650 to $700 now. So it's definitely a price hike to... And it's a required course in the state to get the pistol permit.
That's insane.
And you know, like I was saying, you know, let's say Diana wanted to try out one of my guns. It's illegal for her to shoot one of my guns because it's not on her permit. So
correct. Right.
How the hell do these idiots expect you to be proficient at the range when you've theoretically never touched a gun in your life because you're taking the class?
Exactly. That's just it. They want you to be proficient, but if they want to limit the amount of ammo you can have, that's kind of backwards, if you want to say it.
Yep.
I don't know if you can say that, but I did want to touch on the red flag laws. That's very important also. Because if somebody makes a complaint against you and the police come to your house and upon that complaint, they will take your guns and you will not get them back until you go through a series of education. You have to be approved by a doctor and everything else to prove that you're competent to have that gun. But it only takes an accusation like anything else.
So what's happened is New York State has become like the IRS. You know, it used to be the IRS was the only part of our government that you were guilty until proven innocent. So it sounds like now, you know, your neighbor doesn't like you because your dog's crapping on their lawn. He knows that you've got guns. He calls up, says you're crazy. And then they come and take your guns, and then you've got to prove to them that you're innocent and that you're sane.
Yeah, secretly playing it or anything, and they're going to go by what he says. They're going to take your weapons, and then you're going to report to you're going to have to report to mental health and everything else to prove that you're competent, which is not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to be free. They're also, Kathy Hochul also wants to take away the co-ownership of guns. Let's say two people in the same house, husband and wife, have their permits. They can have the same gun on both permits. She's trying to stop that.
Mm.
As co-ownership.
We're going to talk about that one more when we come back from commercial, because there was actually somebody that emailed us during the show with the exact question. So we're going to go to commercial, guys. Just do what you did last time. Hang tight. D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. In 4 minutes, we will be back answering your questions.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight. These vaccine passports are driving me insane. Can you believe there are stores that would rather have no customers than to allow someone shop without a vaccine? I went into a store recently to buy a chaise longue. The gene therapy bouncer said, "I cannot sell you this unless you show me your vaccine passport." Like he is the only store selling furniture. I can go on OfferUp and just buy one from a regular person for half price. He said he would rather have no customers than to sell me any furniture without my online passport. He said that everyone needs to know everyone's health records now. So I asked him, "When was the last time you took Viagra? Did you ever have an irregular period? Whenever someone gets hooked, they go broke." I talked to the manager. He told me it is not his fault. He said they might have to close their business because no one wants to work for them. So I asked him, "Why would someone want to work for you if you make them wear a scam all day and they need to get a gene therapy to come in the building?" He said he can make employees even take a microchip. I told him, "Well, good luck getting your unemployment." He said, "I don't want to die from getting Rona." I told him, "Don't worry, you will die from the Rona."
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Please check out the Proof Negative radio show Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, that is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, with excellent co-host, outstanding guests, and lots of great conversation. We can even take your calls. The number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1, and you will be on the Proof Negative radio show.
Okay, guys, we're back. You still there?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so we had Michael, Michael emailed in text during the show, and he was asking that same exact thing. He's from Niagara Falls, which is not Erie County, but I'm sure Niagara County is no different when it comes to these laws and when they pass. And he was talking about how he's got a dual permit with his wife, and wants to know if that law passed, how is that going to be affected?
I think anybody that has it is grandfathered. However, I believe that they're just not going to allow it in the future if that does pass. Obviously, there's homeowners that have, like, dual ownership on weapons and everything else. So it would be one of those things where you're grandfathered in, I believe. Right. And it's a law that I'm sure one of the laws that Kathy Hochul is trying to put through also, along with a lot of other laws that we don't know until they become law, and now you're going to find out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're really quiet about things when they pass things. They do it at the midnight hour a lot of times, and people don't know until, you know, it's necessary for them to know. And then they're like, what the shit?
Yeah.
You know, what just happened?
Dave Pietro warned us last year that there's like 53 bills that people are not aware of under Kathy Hochul that are going to become law as of, obviously, after this year. And, again, it wasn't made known. A lot of these bills that she passed, just like the 5-year, from the 5-year to 3-year, they never told anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen is that time's going to lapse. If you happen to get pulled over and they check, it's going to show that your weapon's not registered. They're going to confiscate it, and you're probably going to get arrested.
Yeah, you know, we know Dave pretty well, too. And one time, you know, I was talking to him, and he said, you know, he jumps up on the floor and says, that's unconstitutional, and the Democrats just point their finger at him and start laughing. And they say, 1-5. And I'm like, Dave, what's 1-5? He goes, $1 million and 5 years in court in order to get that reversed. Well, you know, that's where the system is just broken down. In my opinion, anybody should be able to write to a judge and say, you know, this thing that they just passed is unconstitutional. You don't have to be a constitutional lawyer. And the judge should look at it and say, by golly, you're right. It's unconstitutional. They can't do it. It shouldn't take $1 million and 5 years in court.
Yet it does.
Yeah. Especially when they were fighting the concentration camps, you know, that was all privately funded, Bobby Ann Cox, and, you know, they were using taxpayer dollars to defend the being able to send you to a concentration camp.
Right. GOA, which is Gun Owners of America, are one of the biggest organizations fighting a lot of this unconstitutional laws that they're trying to get changed, that were changed through Kathy Hochul, and they're one of the biggest ones. And a lot of that was against the state police superintendent Bruin, and now it's I know he stepped down, and I can't think of the name of the new superintendent, Negrelli. So now all these lawsuits are going against Negrelli, because he is the superintendent of the state police as of now.
Okay, we've got another email here. And what is the difference between you guys and the 1791 Society?
That's from Michelle from Orchard Park.
They want to know the difference between 1791 and us. Go ahead, Nick.
The only difference with us is we are nonprofit and 1791 isn't. 1791, the guys that started 1791, used to be a big part of Scope, and they branched off into 1791. But we're fighting for the same exact things.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, 1791 is always good for a meme if you want to follow their page. So, just saying. But, okay, so what else do you guys want to add? Like, what would be the biggest thing that you would want the listeners to take away from the show tonight?
Definitely one thing that this show, I hope the listeners understand, is that if they don't understand what's going on around and they're in their Erie County area or any other county that does have a Scope chapter, that I really hope they do tend to reach out to us. Every chapter, twice a year, all the chapters get together for one big meeting. And I'll tell you, no matter who I talk to from whatever chapter, we're always knowledgeable. We're always great to talk to. And we're here for the same thing, as to help any law-abiding citizen. So if there's anything gun-related that anyone is willing to ask, please find our Facebook page or any Facebook page for that matter for the chapter that would be the closest to you. And I really hope people do reach out, and if they have any questions, we're always here to ask. Our Facebook page is called Erie County Scope. Right on there, you'll find we're constantly posting every day live updates of any law coming in. We really just want to get our word out that we're here to not only just fight for our Second Amendment rights with the state and the people in the state, but we're also here to inform and educate the people of New York State as well.
Yeah, for sure. And what about, we have listeners obviously all over the world, so what about people that are not in New York State, and even though they might feel safe in their own state because maybe it's constitutional carry or whatever, what advice would you give somebody out of New York State when it comes to gun and gun control?
I would definitely say whether you're in a very pro-gun state or you're in a, obviously, like in New York State, a very anti-gun state, stay vigilant on what is being proposed in your state for gun laws, because every voice matters. I know it's been said in the past, and it's going to be said in the future. If every gun owner in this state voted, every election would be red.
You know, it's funny how, you know, Facebook listens to you and spies, because in my feed I just got this little news flash. WNY gun-friendly businesses. JHIFTC has a restock on inexpensive 9mm 115 grain full metal jacket located in Elma, New York. 500 round limit per person per week. And it says, like, 2016 prices, which is pretty good. I might have to go out there tomorrow. Also, 10 boxes of 1,000 CCI small pistol primers while supplies last. And I know primers.
I will say that page is great, especially back in the late summer of 2022, beginning of the fall. A law was passed in New York State that unless it was otherwise posted on the front door of a dwelling, whether it's your own home or a business or a public area, unless it physically has a sign that says that guns are lawful guns and concealed carry are allowed on that premises, and you enter there and something were to happen, you will be trespassed. So that page came in very, very knowledgeable, because it helped a lot of people to realize, especially in our area, obviously Cabela's, Tractor Supply, a lot of other places, Home Depot, Lowe's, all you'll always see on more of the places that are more towards the blue-collar area always have the sign on their front door saying that lawful carry is allowed.
Yeah, because, you know, for those that don't know, people that are out of state, the law is that you're not allowed to carry into an establishment unless they've got the sign, even if you've got an unrestricted permit. So, again, you assume that it's, you know, it's illegal to carry unless they've got the sign out that you can carry. So,
that was also a deterrent for people as far as carrying guns, because normally they put a sign if they don't want you to carry. She made it put a sign in so you can carry. Another point I wanted to add is if there's anything that is brought up to us and we don't know the answer, we will definitely get the answer back to those people one way or another, and we can do our homework and find out for ourselves.
Right. Essentially what she did was turn the whole state into a gun-free zone unless you made it gun-friendly.
Right.
Exactly. And the bad guys love it, because we know that they don't abide by the rules, and the less people that have guns are that many more possible victims.
I don't know if you heard that they were talking about, instead of having guns, because if you have a gun, there's more of a chance that you're going to kill somebody coming in your house, and they were talking about bear spray. I don't know if you heard that. They'd rather have you have bear spray in your house. Well, as far as I'm concerned, if I'm casing my neighborhood and I know a guy across the street has bear spray and the guy next to him has a flag with a blue stripe, knowing that he's either or he has guns, I'm going to take my chance with the bear spray. Because, you know what, You're not going to, it's non-lethal, but you know what? I'm going to take my chance with that. I'm not going to take a chance on getting killed by somebody. And the flip side for New York State, you're regulated on how much you can carry in one of those personal OC spray containers, you know, for self-defense.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you know that.
No, don't know that. Explain that to me.
Yes. I forgot how many ounces you can carry, but you're restricted in New York State a certain percent of ounces for those small personal cans or spray of mace for your keychain. And on top of that, because I just bought two, you have to fill out paperwork with your driver's license on it that you are purchasing it.
Of course.
Right. They want to know, like in New York State, to buy ammunition now. I think they want, your name, address, occupation, name of your firstborn,
Think about it. New York State was literally testing feces for viruses. So, of course it's going to.
And it's not the gun store. It's in case they get audited. That's
right.
What it's all about.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Look, guys, we really appreciate you being on the show tonight. It was really informative. Once we have the link up, I'll be sure that I send it to you and you can share it around. All of our podcasts can be listened to on freedomizerradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, iHeart. Wait a minute.
Apple
and iHeartRadio. So, guys, you have been a gem to be on tonight. We totally appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you having us on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One last time, our next meeting will be May 18th, next Thursday, a week from today, at the T&N Post, which is 2075 Electric Avenue in Blaisdell, New York. Starts at 7 p.m. We'll feed you, open bar. Please come. We will have you there. We'll have a special guest as well.
And if you want to have lunch sometime, just get a hold of us. We'll meet for lunch.
Yeah, that would be great. We'd love to do that, for sure. And anytime you guys want to be on again, you're more than welcome to be, especially if these gun laws pass by the end of the session.
I'll bring Victor with me.
What was that?
What did you say? You were kind of breaking up.
I said, Diane, I'll bring Vicky with me, too.
Oh, yeah, Vicky's one of my best friends. Vicky's the bomb.
Vicky Vick. Vicky's
the bomb,
man.
Yeah. So, all right. So, you want to mute them?
Yeah.
Just so we can close up.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks again, guys. All right. So, everybody, next week for our show, we have got on New York State Long Island Loud Majority.
Right.
This group is a rip. I cannot wait to have them on. They have me in stitches just by following their Facebook page and their emails. But obviously they're freedom fighters out of New York, out of Long Island, New York. They're going to be on next week. Really large organization. We're going to obviously get into the nitty-gritty crap of New York State with them. So I'm looking forward to that show. So D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again, guys, from Scope. Tune in next week to be with Loud Majority from Long Island. And we're out. Anything you want to add? We didn't have any more stupid come through when we were... I didn't see anybody sent me anything
And everybody, have a good weekend. And remember, it's Mother's Day on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. So happy Mother's Day to all of you moms out there. All right. Be good to each other. We'll see you next week.